Charlie Yeager on November 9th, 1992, and it is 10:35 in the morning. When were you born?
May 2nd,
1924. And where?
Right in the last bit.
Okay. How many sisters and brothers do you have?
We had six girls and six boys. We had more than that. I think we had a total of 21 in the family altogether, but a lot of them is dead.
Who are your parents?
My parents, mother's name was Alice Agger. Dad's name was John Agger.
How long have you lived in Marson Bay?
All my life.
All your life?
Oh, all my life.
Have you ever lived anywhere else?
No. I lived up in Anchorage in the Army for a while. Out to Duluth and otherwise, it's right here.
Okay. What is your earliest memory? What's the first thing that you remember? Your oldest memory?
Years back, I can't remember how old I was, but I could remember when there was a sailing ship here. Be anchored out the bay here, and I can remember when a big ship hit the ocean, hit the rock up in Uyak Bay.
Did it sink?
Yes, it sunk up there. But I can't remember what area it was.
You remember that happening?
I remember when it happened. Yes. But Dad had all the life boats and picking up stuff in the water. And we had a couple of lifeboats. Boats here till someone come and pick him back up.
Who was here when you were younger? When you were like in school, who was around?
When we lived in Lesbia here, were just two families, with Carlson and the Agus. And Packernans used to live up in Uyak Bay. Of course, there'd be some trappers come in, stop by for a while, and go up to Uyak Bay or Zacker Bay hunting. There were just two families.
So the village must have looked a lot different then.
Yes, there was this trail. No one here, just us. When they were walking.
The cannery was here, though.
Cannery was here.
What did you like to do when you were growing up? Did you hunt?
I used to like a lot of hunting, duck hunting.
Duck hunting?
Yeah.
What did you hunt with?
We went out skiffs around a boat, walking. Mm-hmm.
Did you use a shotgun?
Shotgun.
Did you ever use a bow and arrow?
No, just a shotgun, single barrel 12-gauge.
Who did you go with?
Most of the time I was by myself.
And you hunted ducks, were there deer when you hunted?
There was no deer here yet. Then I did a little weasel trap weasel fox.
You ever go bear hunting?
No. Oh, I went with some people, yes, once or twice.
When did you remember when the deer came to the island?
Yeah, I can't remember now. About 25 years, I guess. 30 years ago now. I heard of deer being on the island. It took a little time for them to spread on the island.
What other animals were available for you to hunt? Around here,
there was a bear, and seal, ducks. There was no rabbit yet, so he did it.
Did have the populations changed? The numbers of animals, have they gone up or down?
I don't know. What do you mean?
like had the number of seal dropped off.
Oh, yeah. I've known the ducks dropped off. There used to be a lot of ducks here before.
And they're not as many now. Yeah,
but same with fish. There used to be a lot of fish here before. Salmon. Now not as many.
Kind of all just mostly pinks, or were there reds? And
there was reds and pinks and silver. Dogs.
Did you fish when you were younger?
I fished with my dad just when I was 8 years old and up till I was able to run a boat myself. I fished all my life.
Have you ever fished for subsistence or always part of a commercial fishing?
No, just part of commercial fishing. Dad did a subsistence fishing.
How old were you when you had your first, when you were able to run your own boat?
About 28 years old.
Did you ever play games when you were younger?
Play card games.
Card games?
Card games. Nighttime, we'd play some card games. 700 Rummy and a few other games.
About any kind of the native games from old times?
No, I never played. But we played a lot of music. We started playing packs on the accordion, learned Dad, and we used to. And then the guy used to have music going every night, tonight, just practicing. But now it's, up until now it's a little slow down because I've got no one to play music with. There's two of them with this guy. I play music with, it's gone. There's no company here.
Do you ever have dances?
I used to have dances at the school once in a while. Holiday, you know, certain party, I mean, certain days. Down in Clark.
Did you walk down to Carlick for those?
No, we went down on the skip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to be out in some miserable weather and never thought I had to go out on the skip. One oar in it, leaky skip, old skip. Get caught in some bad weather. You made it.
Did you go to school out here?
Yes, we went to school and that was a big one. It first started the school here, it was just, I think it was about 20 of us all together, children and all.
Did you, what was it like? I mean, how many teachers did you have?
We had one teacher, it was a real good teacher and a real strict, good teacher.
Were they missionary teachers or BIA teachers?
It was BIA
teachers.
Just one teacher. Yeah.
A man or a woman?
It was a man.
And he was strict. Did he force you to speak English? Were you?
No, he did not. We just went on our own. He was like on class. When we were in class or during a classwork, he was. And it, well disciplined here, it does discipline, which you don't do now.
Did you enjoy school?
I did, yes. But took me a long time to learn. I'm kind of dumb.
What is your most vivid, the most thing you remember about school or when you were younger? What's the thing that stands out in your mind the most?
Well, most summertime remember. Fish boat, boats out picking fish in the traps. They used to have driven traps here and fish traps, and they'd go out and scour and get a few scour loads of fish every day. And they'd go down to Carlick and bring two loads of fish up to Larson Peter Canter here. the county had, oh, the 500-600 people were working here them days, and good labor was cheap labor, but there was a lot of fish them days.
Is it very profitable? Make a lot of money off of fishing?
Well, everything was, price of everything was low, cost and everything, and they made a lot of, made a lot of money. The warehouse seems to be, all this big warehouse in here in Larson Bay packed with fish. They had cheap 100,000 cases every fall of the year. And, they didn't have, they just had hand trucks, and they only had one tractor, I guess. But it was mostly by handwork. They made their cans here in Larson Bay, their own can. Then they made the meal, made meal out of salmon and the oil, fish oil out of salmon, saved everything.
When did you start working?
Here in the cannery.
Was that your first job?
Yeah, well, I started here, can't remember that. I was about 17 years old.
But before that, you had fished with your dad?
I just worked here summertime for part of summer.
When was the salmon season when you were fishing with your father?
The salmon season used to open, I remember, the first of June till end of August, I think, yeah.
Did you go fish every day?
Yes, we fished every day. We had 2-3 skip loads of fish a day here. And there were a lot of fish, they wouldn't be able to take a lot of them. We had to get rid of a lot of them overboard. Take get too much fish.
Cannery wouldn't take.
Yeah, there was swamps of fish.
So you brought all your fish to this cannery then?
Yes, it was tender pickets like you do now. Barge cannery.
Who trained you to work on the boat?
My dad trained me to work on run boat or work on motor. Well, I used to watch him and kind of helped him a little bit as he needed help. I learned from that and worked on motor.
Did you learn by, you just learned by watching?
Just by watching.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to work in the cannery?
Well, for us, we kind of young days, but I kind of liked it.
You did?
Yeah, but we didn't get much pay. Like, we weren't thinking of pay, but thinking of working, and it's been nice.
What other kinds of jobs have you had besides fishing and working in the cannery?
No, nothing. Just, that was nothing good.
Was this typical for your age and the time in history? That did all the young men in the village work in the cannery and fish?
There was a few young people, just most of them were up in age or older. There were just a few of us children, kids here that worked.
Why did you work? You said it was fun.
There was nothing to do, and they asked to work for a while, go to work for a while, so we just worked along with them.
Why did you start fishing?
We used to live up here summertime. My dad went gilding again, and we stayed up here in the fall of the year. Went down to Cardiff, went to school down there before this school opened up here. And we followed to Cardiff, come back in the spring again.
Did you spend your winters in Cardiff?
Yes, we spent our winters in Cardiff.
Who was down in Cardiff at that time?
There was a lot of people in Cardiff, I think of all, but there was 200-300 people living there before in Cardiff.
Did you a lot. That's a large population.
And the children know, and then there was some kind of epidemic that came up. Came on that a lot of them was dying. I think they had TB, tuberculosis, and every other day you'd see a half mass of the church that, you know, there's people dying on.
And then you moved to Larson Bay permanently, or when did you move to Larson Bay permanently all year round?
Well, let's see. I think 38 or something, 38, somewhere around there. Yeah, that's when you moved to Larson Bay permanently.
What kind of work do you like to do now? Do you have hobbies or projects?
Well, what I like to do now is work on motors or trucks. Or
do you remember, Francis, the stories of Perlichka?
Who?
Perlichka, when the anthropologist who came to the village and took the...
Oh, yes, take the bones out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were here with somebody. Yeah, they'd go dig it, go over there in the morning and then come back in the evening every day. They were here summertime. Took a lot of bones out of here, skulls or what do you call.
How old were you? Very quite young then when that happened.
Yes, I can't remember how old I was. I can't remember what year it was either. Yeah, we were here.
It happened in the summertime.
Yeah, summertime.
I want to ask you about the wars. You said you served in the Army. Is that the only branch of the armed forces that you served in?
Yes, in the Army.
And when was that?
1944. What? Yeah, I think.
For World War II?
43, 45, 45. Yeah, World War II.
Did you serve in Korea or Vietnam?
No, out in the Aleutian Islands.
How old were you?
I think I was 19.
Why were you enlisted? Did you enlist or were you drafted?
I was drafted. Them days, I think I was drafted when we were 18.
What was it like to be in the Aleutians during World War II?
It was something new, and it's out there, it blows a lot. And it was kind of scary because the Japs was out there and they get off the island, but month before we get out there, they were driven out by American forces, and they all said they're going to come back, and they tried to come back a few times, but they turned them around and got them back to where they started from. The island I was on out there was Shimei Island, next to it, it was 35 miles from Attu. Just a big airstrip. It's 4 miles long by 2 miles wide. The island is flat island.
What did you do for the Army?
I just worked Fort McAllister. 208 Infantry First, and I was transferred to Ford Company with drive trucks.
Did you learn any of your mechanical skills there?
No, I didn't do any mechanical work out there.
Where were you during Korea?
I was here at Larson Bay.
In Vietnam?
Pardon?
In Vietnam.
I was here at Larson Bay.
Did things change during wartime in the village?
Like what?
Like, did you have to stop hunting, or did they stop school, or
work
schedules change?
I think it was the same as, you know, as it was then.
What are some of the major events or memories of your life that were important to you? major event in your life, a very vivid memory in your life?
Well, it's like fishing time came, God's fishing. Summer. Oh, it was, summer was here again. And the winters here years ago was cold, and a lot of snow, and it didn't blow too much, but a lot of snow and it was always cold. But nowadays it's a lot different.
What's your most memorable event that happened while you were in the Army? Or during World War II? Were you in a battle, or did
something exciting happen? No, I wasn't on a battle, but we stood by for a battle, and it was always ready. They always had blackouts. It was always blackouts out there at night time, till after the war ended.
Was it blackout here before you joined the?
Yeah, we had blackouts in Lexington, too.
1940 to 1943.
Yeah, well, when he first, Pearl Harbor's mom, the first year and a half or a year, whatever, he was kept blacked out here for a while.
Do you remember when Alaska came to statehood? When they were deciding if Alaska should be a state?
Yeah, I think so, really.
Did you hear much about it out here?
No. I heard talk about it and stuff. It paid some attention.
Did you have television?
Pardon?
Did you have television out
there? No, we didn't have the television.
Radio?
Just a radio.
You could get, was there a radio station in Kodiak?
Yeah.
Yes. What were your feelings about it? Do you still think it's a good idea?
I think so.
Do you remember ANSCA, Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act?
I heard a little on that, yes, it paid too much attention to that. Yeah.
1971.
Yeah, some, you know, a few of our friends paid too much attention.
It wasn't a major event then, out here?
No. I'm not going to hear people.
When did they first have electricity out here?
In the village, that was about 18 years ago now.
Is that it?
I think so.
So what did you use before electricity?
We used gas lamp, kerosene lamp for lights. Then we had our own light plant, portable light. We get the fuel from the cannery. But the fuel.
Did people have cars or three-wheelers then?
No, I think I was the only one that had a couple Jeeps here. There was no, I was the only one, I think. And a postmaster. There was just two Jeeps here.
So you mostly everybody got around on foot then, or?
Yeah, I've got a bike foot. Didn't have the roads here, they're just trails. Didn't have no many houses here, there was no.
So when you said the first planes, they first started getting air service after statehood, correct?
What?
They first started having planes after statehood, is that correct? Or did they?
I think yes. Well, they used to be playing before then, but just bought the fishermen to Bristol Bay, or they didn't fly used to be transportation, used to be most of my boat. Kojak and back. Mail boat.
They had a mail boat?
Yeah, they had a mail boat. Took mail out of Ireland twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yeah.
So the way you got the Kodiak was by
boat? My boat got a Kodiak.
Where else did you travel around the island?
Just a Kodiak.
And Carlick?
Carlick. Mechanic.
When was your first plane ride?
Yeah, I can't remember, but I had to go to the Navy, come and get me on a Navy plane. I'll come back to town on the mail boat, and Navy destroyer ran into cut a boat in half. Then the Navy came over, the plane picked me up.
How did you hear the draft letter? Did you get a draft letter?
Yes, we got a draft letter.
It came on the mail boat.
On the mail boat.
Then where did you go from there? Did you have to go to Kodiak?
We had to go to Kodiak and examine it. Then it's time for us to go to Anchorage or wherever to go to training.
How did you get to Anchorage?
We went on a Alaska Airlines plane. Then we had an army plane that took some people in.
So the only places you really travel around the island are Carlick, Kodiak, and Larson Bay?
Yes. And I went to Sitka one time for a trip years ago.
Where else have you been?
Sitka.
You've never been out of the state?
I haven't been out of the state.
Would you like to go somewhere? About your family, you had lots of sisters and brothers.
Yes.
And where are they now?
Well, they're a lot of them dead, and there's four or five girls left, and four boys now living.
Where are you in the? Are you the oldest or the youngest?
No, I'm next to the oldest. From the boys.
How did you meet Alberta?
Alberta was here. She's one. The other families in Larson Bay beside us. There were just two families lived here, like I said, years ago when we first moved here. It was Alberta's family and our family.
And Alberta was a Carlson?
She was a Carlson, yes.
So you knew her your whole life?
Yes, I knew all that. My sister used to go play with her, playmates, all I could do, you know. We got to know them pretty well. My daughter, we raised them and lived with them.
When did you get married?
4 years. I guess 40 years ago I was married.
Did you get married here in Larson Bay? Is there anything else you want to tell me, or tell David?
Well, not much, but I could tell about a story I got from Kodiak on the mail boat.
Go ahead.
You know, went to Kodiak to get my finger, sort of chopped my finger with an axe. Coming back a few days later, we come through Quail Pass, there were Navy destroyer ran over the boat and sunk the boat. There was 15 of us on the boat, and two of them drowned. the mail boat is loaded down with mail and freight. Everything was lost. That's where I cut my finger. I was inside a pilot house and was going down and finally get out, broke a window and get out. And I was all cut up. And it was just like a dream, you know.
Was it at night or daytime?
It was daytime, about 3 o'clock. It was a little windy, probably about 15, but towards the time it happened, it calmed down, but it was cold. I think it was 15 degrees. Destroyer just cut it right in half, and it seemed like it took a long time to get to us. We were sinking, and we were sinking real slow. And it wasn't for a big air water tank up the bow there where it went down faster, but a big tank let the air lock somehow, and the boat was sinking slow. You gotta hold this boat with a cable and tie it onto it. Started fishing around looking for the other bodies that was in there and couldn't find them, so the skipper, whoever was in charge of the ship, told them to cut the cable, and they cut the cable and down with the boat.
But you said 12 survived, 13 survived.
There was 15 that was out, 13 that was survived.
And how did you survive once you were in the water?
Well, they came over and picked us up. But it seemed like it took a long time for them. Went in the water and kind of shook up excited. It seemed like you'll never get picked up, you know.
The Navy picked you up.
The Navy picked us up, yes. Took us back and took us into Kodiak and was there for about a month and a half.
Do you have to wait in Kodiak for another ride out to Larson Bay?
Yes, we chartered an old fishing tender, and the bunch that was on the boat, we chartered that to Larson Bay and Karluk. And that's how we get back here. Can't think of anything except years ago.
Are you guys?
If they get out of here soon, maybe you'll make it.
They used to come up here trapping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling Karluk to Uyak Bay and do the hunting like that.
So are you taking some
oral
kind
history
of
for David Bauman?
Are you out there right now?
Pardon?
For David Bauman.
And that's all I can think of.
Okay. Go ahead. The Navy boat that ran into the mail boat, what time of year was that?
It was December, was it 7th, I think? It was December month somewhere around there.
Okay. Because you said it was cold. I wonder.
Yeah.
Oh,
15 degrees.
Wow. Wasn't he with you then?
No.
What?
Where did you live in Larson Bay?
When the boat was
where did you live in Larson Bay besides this house?
Well, past.
I lived right there.
No. I was
about half
a
mile from here.
Oh.
Down at the old part of the village?
Yeah, the old part of the village.
When you moved to Larson Bay, and you said 1938 about to live here full-time,
yeah,
is that
so.
When the school opened up here?
I think so. Pretty close to there.
Okay, and before that you spent.
See when that car
looked. That's it. Thank you.
Which one was that?